Now, I want you to notice the way that he begins here. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now, if you have our book, Briefing the Bible, where we have notes and outlines of every book of the Bible, you will note that we have a chart in there of the kings of Israel and Judah, the ones that were good kings, the ones that were bad kings. Now, here in Judah, Uzziah, he became a leper because he intruded into the holy place, which even a king was not permitted to do. Uzziah was really a good king. His son Jotham, who followed him, was a good king. But Ahaz, the grandson of Uzziah and the son of Jotham, he's a bad one. He's a bad egg, let me tell you. And then Hezekiah was a good king, although he asked that his life be prolonged. It was, and I think probably that was a mistake, because the bad things that took place, not that he did any bad things, but the things he did certainly worked out not for the good of the kingdom, but actually for the undoing of the kingdom. This is the time. Now, God begins this prophecy in a most majestic manner. He says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. They've rebelled against me." Now, God is calling the world, if you please, to come into the courtroom and become a spectator and listen to him as he tries his people. And that's quite interesting, because if you go back to the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, at verse 1, God at that time, when he was ready to put them in the land, he says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." And then God put down the conditions on which he was putting them in that land. And actually, he'd given them the land, but their occupancy of it depended upon their obedience to him. And now, after 500 years, he says, "I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." They've rebelled against me. His charge is rebellion. And the condition on which they are to be in the land is obedience to God. And now they have disobeyed, they have rebelled against him, and according even to the Mosaic law, that when a man had a rebellious son, he was to be stoned to death. So the charge is a serious charge here that God brings against these people. Now, the reason that when the Lord gave that parable of the prodigal son, and it's probably one of the most familiar stories, and that of the Good Samaritan, of any that have ever been told. But the thing that made it such an exciting thing in Christ's day was the way that he handled it. He said that this son was not stoned to death. When he got home and asked for forgiveness, even before he finished his confession, why, the father had thrown his arms around the boy, kissed him, and the father forgave him. And instead of stripes, why, he had for him a wonderful feast for him. And this boy here was received. Now, here again, God is saying, "I have nourished and brought up children. They've rebelled against me." Now, he goes on to make a very unusual statement. In fact, he breaks the tension of the courtroom by introducing a little humor. I hope you find humor in the Bible. If you do, it'll make it lots more interesting for you. And God has a sense of humor. I think that when we get in eternity and get past the time of sin on this earth, get past the program that God is working out, and we're there in eternity, you know, I think we're sure going to have a good time. We're going to have many laughs, and it's going to be an hilarious situation, by the way. And it doesn't hurt, as you go through today as Christians, to have the right kind of humor. And God has put a lot of it in the Bible. At least I find a lot of it in the Bible. And I had a dear lady that was a member of my church. She shook a bony finger under my nose. Every time I'd find humor in the Bible, she'd make a trip down front. And she'd say to me, "You're being irreverent to find humor in the Bible." Well, I didn't know about being irreverent. I didn't think I was, but I sure found humor. And I only wish she could. She's since gone on to be with the Lord. And I do hope that she's had a couple of good laughs, because she sure never had them down here. Fact of the matter is, she looked like, well, she acted like she was weaned on a dill pickle. And she looked like she'd just eaten a green olive. But she never found humor in this life. In fact, I don't think she enjoyed the Christian life God wants us to.